Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brad, your host. And you know, you hear the organ noises. I got to tell you guys about that later on. But welcome to our Halloween show. We want to do a tribute to Halloween. This is a Halloween month. Here we are. It's October the 19th. You know, Halloween's in about a week from now. Not this week, but the following week. You know, during the 30th, 31st, everybody's going to come out with a costumes, trick-or-treat, candy, everything. And the Flavor wants to make sure we have a show dedicated to the Halloween. We always, this is our, our third year that we've had a Halloween show. So we try to have a good show, you know, what's going on now. Now, the news trend, just to keep you up on some news trends with us here, do you guys remember the show called Scarf and Cough? From the UK. And Jules, she's on a new network. She's going to be on our Flavor Living Network. We're going to syndicate her show. It's called Share Foods, and you'll be hearing about Jules here. Because, you know, I've heard the stations near London, and London have a lot of different food trends there, you know, but lots of food trends. Now, what's that noise? Do you hear that organ noise there in the background? More organ. I hear it all day today here in the studio. Every once in a while, everything will be quiet. Sitting here, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, organ noise. This Halloween noise is out of nowhere. I don't know where it's coming from, but you know, I'm trying to figure it out. But have you heard of the Three Amigos? I mean, I know there's a Three Amigos with, this is not the Three Amigos with Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short. That was a good movie. I'm talking about Three Amigos and something else, and Halloween. So we have someone that's going to share. She's going to share some guests, some treats about Halloween that you can make during Halloween. And here it is.
Hey guys, every year for Halloween, we have some neighbors over before we go trick-or-treating, and I love to surprise the kids with a new Halloween treat. I've been experimenting all week long and finally settled on these chocolate apples. The best part is, the more creative your kids get, the more fun they turn out.
I'm Meg, and I'm passionate about finding ways to make life with kids easier in the kitchen.
So let's go through our ingredients. You'll need chocolate candy melt, apples, lollipop sticks, and ribbon, and edible decorations. So to get started, make sure that your apples are all washed, and then you're going to want to stick your apple with a lollipop stick so you have a nice handle. So the next step is to melt our chocolate. Today I'm using a candy melt which has a little bit of oil right in it. It's going to help it melt and also set on your apple. If you don't have candy melts, you'll have to temper your chocolate, which is way more than most of us have time for, and fortunately this is just going to melt in the microwave. Microwave your chocolate at 50% power for 1 minute. Stir and continue microwaving at 50% power for 30-second increments until your chocolate is all melted. The apple I'm going to show you today is a mummy. So I've melted some dark chocolate and some white chocolate. I have my apple in the stick, and the first thing I'm going to do is dip it into the dark chocolate. I'm using a bowl that's pretty deep because I want a lot of room to work my chocolate onto it.
Brooks, you're doing a really good job. I like your method.
I dunk it a few times and then put it on some parchment paper so it won't stick. I'm going to take these really cute eyes and put them right on the center.
How many eyes are they going to have?
I'm really hungry too.
I'm going to let the dark chocolate set for about 5 to 10 minutes until it's slightly hard, and then I'll drizzle my white chocolate on there. The base of my mummy is set. You can tell because when you touch it, you don't leave any fingerprints. So I have my white chocolate melted. I'm going to put it into a little bag so I can pipe it on there. Okay, he is all done. Every time my mummy comes out differently, and every time he makes me smile. Next up, we have our pumpkin apples. I've gone ahead and already melted our orange candy melts, and I'm going to dip the apple right in there. For regular and white chocolate, you can actually find organic candy melts, but when it comes to the orange variety, there's really only artificially colored versions. But for special occasions like Halloween, I think it's okay. My chocolate is set, and now I'm using a sparkle black gel to paint on the face. All right, it is all done. I'm not much better at decorating pumpkins than I am at carving them, but at least it's cute. Our last apple is a little bit more sophisticated. It's a gold apple with Brooke in mind. All right, so my chocolate is melted, and again, I'm just going to dip my apple in there. For this apple, before the chocolate hardens, I'm going to sprinkle my gold sprinkles right on there. I'm going to use healthy handfuls. Final touch on this apple, I'm going to use a Halloween ribbon to really spice it up. All right, I love this apple because it's perfect for any adult Halloween party. So there you have it, the three amigos of chocolate apples. I hope you guys have a wonderful Halloween, and I will see you next time. Bye, guys.
Oh, my goodness, you guys, those are so cute. What'd you name them?
Ribsy.
Ribsy. What about you, Abe?
Cutie pumpkin.
Cutie pumpkin.
Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. We're back here in the studio. We hope you, did you learn about the three amigos? You know, different treats here, you know. For Halloween, we thought we'd help out and, you know, take notes there. And there it is again, that noise. What is that organ noise? I'm here in the studio all day today. I'm going to see if somebody else is in the studio if they hear the same thing. Hold up, one second. Hold up, I got to check. Do you hear that? Do you hear that organ noise? I'm here in the studio.
Why is the organ playing?
That's why I'm Noah. Do you hear that too? You hear that noise in here in the studio?
Yeah, why is it playing?
I know it's like Halloween. It's just, I don't know what's going on in the studio. But it's like all day today. All day. Okay. I thought it was me, but I just wanted to make sure. You heard it too?
I keep hearing it.
All right, we're back. Finally, it stopped. I mean, I don't all day. Well, on to our show. Did you guys know that Burger King came out with a Halloween rendition? I don't want to say too much, but we have somebody on the flavor that can explain more on what Burger King did for this season, for this Halloween season. And here we go.
That's right, this is the Whopper that was inspired by the Whopper of Japan, and it has the black bun, the black A1 sauce infused bun. And I was told that this only has either 1% or less than 1% of food coloring, that 99% of the black coloring on the bun actually comes from the smoking process, which is pretty interesting. But it's a black bun Whopper, and instead of ketchup on the Whopper, it's A1 sauce. So A1 sauce infused bun, A1 sauce on the Whopper, and everything that you've come to love in the Whopper. So we're going to get right into this because this is supposed to be launched Monday. I got this tonight, which is Friday night. That's right. So we're going to jump right into this. So let's take a look. Halloween. Oh, look at that. Can you see in there? Can you see the spookiness? Look at him. Look at the eyes, the mummy eyes looking at you. That's right. So let's dig in. All right. So wish me luck. The Halloween Black Bun Whopper from Burger King. A couple days early. So, right off the bat, I taste the Whopper and all the accoutrement. But, let me try a little bit of the bread. Oh, wow. Yeah, the bread by itself definitely has that A1 flavor. Mm. By itself, the bun, I can get the A1 flavor. But when it masks with everything in there, it just kind of blends in. And it's a little more doughy than a normal Burger King bun, just from memory. But definitely a good flavor. But the main thing with this is getting mind over matter, where, you know, it's a black bun. And you're just used to it not being anything but a normal bun. So it definitely plays some mind tricks on you, messes all up your mind noggin. What I expected, definitely has that flame broiled Whopper taste and everything else that goes along with it. I'm kind of missing the ketchup because I'm a big ketchup guy. The bun does add a little bit of something on its own, but like I said, when it mixes into everything, it also has A1 sauce on it, so you're getting the A1 sauce as well. Might have been interesting if they kept the ketchup on here and had the bun just be the source of the A1. Maybe it would kind of stick out, but I'm definitely getting A1 flavor of the sauce that's in there. So let's rate this, shall we? On a scale of 1 to 100, with 1 meaning do not even waste your money, and 100 being the promised land of, I'm going to give the new Halloween A1 Whopper with the black bun a rating of 81. 81 out of 100. It is a Whopper, and it has some Halloween appeal with the black bun. So I'm going to give it an 81. Not a bad flame broiled burger. Everything else tasted really good. And, you know, what are you going to do? What do you want from me? Yeah. So there you go. Another review in the book.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
But what? You're not even wet.
Wet? What's wet?
What do you mean, what's wet? You landed in the river, but your clothes are all dry.
Illusion, that's all. Just an illusion. Like that jukebox playing in the corner. That's an illusion, too. Or that telephone ringing. That's an illusion. Just a parlor trick.
What are you, some kind of magician?
Who, me? Oh, hardly. Now, before you faint dead away, I ought to explain that the name isn't really Ross. And I wasn't really going to Boston. No, I was sent as a kind of advanced scout. You know, these cigarettes, do you call them? They taste wonderful. We haven't got a thing like this on Mars. That's incidentally where I come from. We're beginning to colonize. My friends will be arriving very shortly. I think they're going to like it here. It's a lovely area. So remote, so pleasant, so off the beaten track. Just the perfect spot for a colony, don't you think, Mr. Haley? While we're waiting, how about a little what you call music?
I don't mind. I have to do a little waiting myself. You see, Mr. Ross, my name isn't Haley. And I do agree with you, this is an extraordinary place to colonize. We folks on Venus had the same idea. We got it several years ago. And I think I really ought to tell you now that your friends are not coming. They've been intercepted. Oh, a colony is coming. But it's from Venus. And if you're still alive, I think you'll see how we differ. And I agree with you about what they call music. Why don't you play some?
Incident on a small island, to be believed or disbelieved. However, if a sour-faced dandy named Ross or a big, good-natured counterman who handles a spatula as if he'd been born with one in his mouth, if either of these two entities walk onto your premises, you better hold their hands, all three of them, or check the color of their eyes, all three of them. The gentleman in question might try to pull you into the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, all right. You know, a little that's some Halloween, kind of some Halloween there aura. The good stuff. The good stuff. Welcome to our show. We'd like you. Hope you enjoyed it. We just wanted to do a kind of a show about Halloween. I know everybody's gonna be getting the candy and costumes. I was thinking about what should I wear for Halloween. You know, maybe a panda. You know, Kung Fu Panda. A panda would be good. I'm thinking about. I haven't really decided yet, but a panda would be pretty good. I'm not sure yet. But thank you for listening to Flavor Living Radio here. And next week we're going to have a guest. I'm trying to give a hint of the guest. Listen, I'll give the hint after our closing song on Flavor Living Radio. When you hear our Flavor Living Radio song, I'll give a hint right after that. But thanks again for tuning in. Tune in next week for some more of our show. And there it is again. I'm going to ignore it and just kind of talk through the organ sound while we go through the ending of our show. Thanks for tuning in. I got to go because maybe when we close the show, the organ noises will stop. So I got to go. Thanks for tuning in. Drive safe. Eat well. And listen again to our show next week for more on the flavor. I can't believe that organ altered. I better go. I gotta go. Better go.
restaurants and recipes with adventures too. Wait and see, Flavor Living Radio. Everything you'd want to know. So tune in now and start listening to Flavor Living Radio. It's an awesome radio show.
It was on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming around her, where we met on the Isle of Capri.